I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. My favorite surprised gift in 2020 was from my bride, The Soul of an Octopus by Cy Montgomery. The book turned out to be a fascinating look into the world below the oceans. Cy is a naturalist and author of 20 acclaimed books of nonfiction for adults and children. She lives in New Hampshire with her husband, a border collie, and flocks of chickens. The story begins with Cy's visit to the New England Aquarium and a giant Pacific octopus. She writes, "I knew little about octopuses, but what I did know intrigued me. Here is an animal with venom like a snake, a beak like a parrot, and ink like an old-fashioned pen. It can weigh as much as a man and stretch as long as a car. Yet it can pour its baggy, boneless body through an opening the size of an orange. It can change color and shape. It can taste with its skin. Most fascinating of all, I had read that octopuses are smart. I've often had the feeling that the octopus I was watching me back, with an interest as keen as my own. I always thought octopuses were horrible and ferocious creatures. Cy set me straight." She wrote, "A horror of giant octopuses and their kin, giant squid, has animated Western art forms from 13th century Icelandic legends to 20th century American films. The massive Hafgufa, who swallows men and ships and whales and everything it can reach, in the old Icelandic saga Orvar Odds, is surely based on some kind of tentacled mollusk and gave rise to the myth of the Kraken. I like the marriage of the beast and the sagas I love so much." The octopus Cy examined was named Athena. She had trouble keeping track of her continually changing color, shape, or texture. One moment she'd be bright red and bumpy, and the next she'd be smoother and veined with dark brown or white. Patches on different parts of her body would change colors so fast, in less than a second, that by the time I registered the last change, she would be on to another. To borrow a phrase from songwriter John Denver, she filled up my senses. Athena was unconstrained by joints. Her arms were constantly questing, coiling, stretching, reaching, unfurling, all in different directions at once. Each arm seemed like a separate creature with a mind of its own. In fact, this is almost literally true. 3/5 of octopus neurons are not in the brain, but in the arms. If an arm is severed from an octopus's body, the arm will often carry on as if nothing has happened for several hours. The Soul of an Octopus by Cy Montgomery is a tremendously interesting visit to a mysterious creature living below the sea. 8 tentacles. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!